most of the people here know how to practice. Don't think too much. For some of you who think too much, you cannot practice because you don't actually observe the state of your mind. You go confused. When you feel confused, just notice that feeling of confusing. In fact, there are phenomena that occur in your mind all the time. Some people said it's very confusing, but the feeling of confused is a state of mind too. So just notice that state. So just know whatever occurs to your mind at present. All state of mind comes and goes, arise and fall. Everything that you need to learn is about your body and your mind. The state of mind, the phenomenon, is very useful in vipassana practice. When you are about to learn how to practice vipassana, it is to sense your body and your mind. Actually, body and mind is a little bit different from matter and non-matter, but it's easier to regard them as body and mind. There are 28 types of physical matter, and the mental state, there are 52 different types of phenomena that can occur to your mind. The mind can be of 52 different states. It's not exactly the same as what is written in the doctrine of Buddha teaching. But if you only study the theory, then you cannot practice. Just practice observing whatever state of mind that occurs right now. You practice sensing your feeling. You can practice all day long, like when you have greed, or when your mind are restless, or when you feel sad, grief, anger, all the feelings, you already know them. It's just that from now on, whatever feeling occurs to your mind, just notice them. Don't let them possess your mind. Like anger, when anger arises, you are driving, somebody passed you in front of your car suddenly, and you feel angry. And most people just look at the car in front of you, not your mind. When you feel craving or greed, instead of noticing that greed, that craving, instead, most people look at the object that create that greed. Like when you see a new model of mobile phone, you don't see the feeling of greed that you want that phone. You only look at the phone. And it's the same for all feeling and state of mind. Long Pao is asking about jealousy. Long Pao asks if any man, any guy, have the feeling of jealousy. A lot of people raise their hands. You see, jealousy, you know. Boring, do you know boring? All the feelings, these are all state of your mind that you can notice, you can observe. Everyone can observe those state of mind. It's easy. But the state of your body is more difficult to observe. Most people would think it's easier to observe your body. But in fact, your body consists of many different types of matter, but mental state is one at a time, like happy, unhappy, suffering. They are all different. In fact, everyone can observe the state of mind, but they just ignore it. You only pay attention to whatever attracts your mind and ignore the movement of your mind. What can arouse your feelings? Whatever you come in contact with, like some physical matter or some thought, and you always pay attention to those objects. Or when you walk around, you see a beautiful lady and the mind likes it. You only look at that beautiful lady and ignore the feeling that you like looking at a beautiful lady. So it is actually easy. Long Pao asks many feelings, and everyone agree that we all know these feelings, but we just ignore them. We only pay attention to the external object. You see a mad dog running towards you. You fear. Long Pao said, when mad dogs run towards you, you feel that fear. You ignore the part of your mind that fear something. When you fear something, when you are afraid of something, you have to first observe that fear. If you can observe, then you would make the right action to avoid. There's a story that one student told Long Pao. One day, this Chinese literature text student to go scuba diving, a shark come. Everyone is afraid, so frightening. And there's a student who was afraid such that they swim towards the shark. And then the shark get frightening. The shark never see human being swim towards them, so the shark just flee. So whenever you get too frightened, you make incorrect decision. But if you can observe your mind, you see that fear, then you can probably make the right action. So before you pay attention to external object, pay attention to your mind. Whatever you see, hear, feel, smell, taste, or whatever you are thinking about, you always forget about your own feeling. Thinking or thought is not real. There is no real phenomenon behind the thinking, behind that thought. Like, for example, a girl can think that she is a Miss Universe. She can think that, but in fact, she is not beautiful at all. So a thought is not real. There is no real phenomenon. But the feeling has a real phenomenon. Thai people get angry, Chinese people get angry. It's the same feeling. So from now on, you should not only pay attention to external object, you should also pay attention to your own state of mind as often as possible. That is Dhamma practice. Dhamma practice is not sitting down meditation, walking meditation. Practice is to sense or feel your body and your mind. The mind has to stay with your body and your mind. Feel your body, feel your mind, without forcing them, without controlling it. Do not control. It's too tight, too stressful. But if your mind goes away all the time, it's the other extreme. So use the mind that is natural and relaxed, and feel your body and your mind. You see something, you hear something, you smell something, you taste something, you come in contact with some object, you have some thought, you don't have to pay attention to whatever come in contact with your body or the thought that come to your mind. First, pay attention to the feeling that arises. When you are driving, your mindfulness has to go to the road, not to your body and your mind. There was a student who was practicing while driving. They see a red light, and they just see a red light without taking any action, and 5 cars crash. So don't practice during the time that you should not be practicing, but during the time that you can practice, always pay attention to your body and your mind. So choose place and time that you should practice. Or if you are working on something like writing a software, you should not pay attention to the movement of your fingers when you type on the keyboard. You cannot write a code that way. When you have to work on a job that you need to think, it's not the time for your practice. But whenever you do your job and there's a strong feeling occur, like you are angry with yourself that you cannot come up with a way to write a code, just know that feeling. So you practice Dhamma, you have to know when to do it, when to stop. When it's time to work on your job, it's time to work on your job. But during your job, when defilement arrives, if you can notice that, that's a good practice. Longpa is telling a story when he was, before he became a monk, he has meeting all day long. He gets angry with all these many meetings. He's in one meeting, he thought about another task. So his mind get angry. And when Longpa can notice that anger, the anger would fall, and then he would be able to focus on the task in front of him effectively. So being a Dhamma practitioner is not about not doing your job. You have to be able to stay with ordinary people, with the outside world. Do your job, live your life. Dhamma practitioner can be anywhere, can be with anyone, and be happy. Like when Longpa got sick last year, Longpa stayed in the hospital for many months. Longpa was so happy. Doesn't have to see many students. So Longpa was so happy. But that happiness is just for a few days. And now doctor and nurse come and learn with Longpa. And Longpa thought staying at hospital are the same. There's no peace. So when it's time to do your job, just do it. Defilements arise, notice it. When you don't have to think about your job, then observe your body and your mind. You come in contact with something, some smell, some taste, some physical object. Like when you smell something rotten, when you stay in your home, you smell something rotten, you would be worried, is there a mouse dying in my house? But when you stay at what, you smell something rotten, you think of a ghost. So when you smell something, your mind change depending on where you are. Same smell, different places, your feeling would change. When you see some object, you hear something, you smell something, you taste something, your body come in contact with something, your mind has some thought, the feeling would arise. So just notice those feelings that arise to your mind. So you should not avoid all contacts. It's not about avoiding this contact. You have ears, you listen. You have mouth, you taste. You have eyes, you see. Your mind think, You just notice that thought and know the feeling that arises, and that's Dhamma practice. And you will see that all this feeling arise on its own. It will stay for a while and then it will be gone on its own. You will see, you come in contact with this thing, this feeling arise. You come in contact with another thing, another feeling arise. All this feeling is uncontrollable. It's all temporary and it keeps changing depending on the contact. So at one point, you will have the overall and ultimate wisdom that everything that arises would fall. It's not to learn so that you have all good feeling all the time. You practice to see that all feeling arise and fall. Just keep observing them. When you see enough, one day your mind would let go. Let go of body possession. Let go of the mind possession. When you see clearly the body and the mind, the truth about the body and the mind, the body would become enlightened. That's temporarily letting go and permanent letting go. Only the most, the last level of enlightenment can let go permanently. Ordinary people, usually they would hold on to whatever they possess. They only let go when they don't have the force or the power to hold on to them anymore. But Dhamma practitioner can let go sometime. Pa Arahant, Arahanta, can let go permanently, and that's Buddha teaching. The ultimate goal is the end of suffering. Your ultimate goal is to live without mental suffering. You can only get to that state when your mind can let go of everything. When you have greed, when you have craving, when you have greed, you will pick up something, your mind would possess something. Only when you see the mind clearly, that is when you can let go of the cause of suffering and thus craving. And the moment you let go of craving is the moment of enlightenment. So keep practicing, keep walking. One day you're gonna reach that state. And this is something that you only walk alone. Whatever that you observe and your mindfulness arise oftenly, that's the object of your practice. If you want to practice Samatha Kamathan, whatever object that the mind stay with and the mind is happy, that's the object of your practice. Whatever state of mind or state of body, that when your mind stay with it and the mind is happy and mindfulness arise oftenly, that's the object of your practice. Long Pao is talking about when Long Pao study with his teacher. Long Pao is never disobey the teachers, but Long Pao's student is disobey him all the time. There was one a student who told Long Pao that whenever there's a lightning, I will feel my state of mind. Long Pao asked, how many times there's a lightning in a year? How many times you're gonna feel your mind in a year? So Long Pao said he probably swear too much in the past life. So he want to observe lightning. These are the ones that always disobey the teachers. Time for question and answer session now. Long Pao said international course doesn't have to ask question. And the reason is, if you ask Long Pao question and ask Ajahn Basan question, it's similar to going to see two medical doctors. So just learn from Ajahn Prasan. It's not going to teach you anything wrong. If it's wrong, it's just a little bit. So the rest can ask questions. So the first person asks, he was asking how come he has anger quickly these days. Longpa replied that that's external source of energy that stimulate him, his anger. Longpa asked, this past few weeks, people can get angry too easily. That's higher being, bad angels basically. These are the being or some human being that they envy. People practice Dhamma, they would interfere by stimulate your anger. There are even some monks that are just like that. So when you see anger and you don't like that anger, just notice the mind that dislikes the anger. So the key is to observe the state of your mind and the reaction to that state. The mind has anger and you want that anger to disappear. Just notice that one thing. If you cannot handle it, do some samatha kamathan. So if you want to use samatha, so the opposite of anger is the feeling of loving and kindness. So just think about chanting that lead to loving and kindness. Metta kunang alhang metta is the goodness of loving, goodness of kindness. So many teachers teach many words for chanting so that people would practice creating the loving feeling, kindness feeling. That's the opposite of anger, and that's samatha kamathan. So when your mind keeps chanting some words about loving and kindness, your mind would take a rest. And when the mind take a rest, the mind become happy and the mind get into a state of meditation, and external thoughts that stimulate your anger, you can ignore it easily. Longpa told a story that a student who, when Longpa came out of his room, he saw Longpa, and his mind just said bad words about Longpa automatically, and Longpa said that's external source of energy that aroused. If you have anger and you wanna handle that anger with samatha, use kindness. If you have sensual desire too strong, you wanna do some samatha to handle that defilement. So whenever a strong defilement arises and vipassana cannot handle it, do samatha kamathan. And you have to know what kind of samatha kamathan is for handling this kind of defilement. Anger, you use kindness. But if you see a beautiful girl and you use loving and kindness, that's not gonna work. You see a beautiful lady, you have to think the body is like a bag of meat. There's 9 different holes in this bag, and there's many holes on the skin, and there's a lot of dirty things that come out of this bag. Everything that come out of your body are all dirty. You see, a clean shirt, you wear it for a while, the shirt would be dirty. So whatever the body produces are all dirty. So whenever you have that sensual desire, think about something dirty, don't do loving and kindness practice. So when you have anger, don't practice seeing dirty thing, you have more anger. So you have to know what to use when something happens. So when you see this enemy, you use this weapon. You have to choose the right weapon for the right enemy. Longpa is having an enemy that's a little bug that is bugging Longpa. So Longpa is picking up his weapon now. So somebody sometimes get curious why Longpa has to use that thing too much. And Longpa said it's because of this little insect, little bug. Longpa always wonder why don't they go to all the people sitting here. They only come to Longpa. You see who is laughing. You see your mind is happy. You notice that happiness. What is the external object? Do you pay attention to the story and ignore your own feeling now? You see, from now on, notice your feeling. The second person, her mind is lost in her thoughts, so Longpa asks. She is wondering how Longpa knows that her mind is lost. Longpa said nobody have that curiosity anymore in the past 10 years. She is still curious. Longpa asked, what do you do when you have curiosity? And she said, I have to know that feeling. And Longpa said, that's the end. So next, she changed her practice, formal practice, from sitting down to walking, because sitting down, she feel dizzy. Her mind get lost easily. Longpa said, that is good when you practice by walking. If you can gain meditation from walking practice, that meditation is stronger than when you get a meditation from sitting. So walk first, then come back and sitting down, and you're gonna see the state of mind clearer. Right before now, Longpa said the mind is on the right track, and when she asks question, the mind is in the wrong track again. And she asked, can I do it just like this? Longpa said, no, at that moment you were lost. This girl said she see a lot of defilements these days. Longpa said, just keep watching them, don't hate them. And when you see defilement, don't get too angry. The next person. And she said her mind is just wandering around. And Longpa said, that's right. Anybody want to ask question? Number 22. Longpa keep calling these numbers. They get confused about the number. The 6 and the 9 are very similar. Number 22. He asks, during these days, his mind get into the middle path on its own. He asks, is that right? Longpa said, keep practicing. It's not enough. He asks whether he could become a monk and stay here at this spot. Longpa only said, we only accept temporarily monk because we don't have enough room. If you wanna become a monk temporarily, Longpa said, you can come here. Longpa asked, do you see the mind that's changing? Do you see that you are changing? Longpa asked, what, you shouldn't have question anymore. And she said she hasn't asked question for a long time. she asked. During this day, she can see mental state clearly. She described what Longpo taught she has not seen before, but these days she can see them now. And she asks, every action that she does, there's a self behind. And she sees that when her mind, when she comes in contact with anything, the mind moves. And Longpo said, to practice is not to control the mind so that the mind does not move. If you practice to see that the mind moves on its own. And she apologized to Longpo. During the time that Longpo got sick last year, she had some bad thoughts, so she came and apologized. Longpo said that it's natural. There are defilements that arise, and there are external sources of energy that stimulate that defilement. So your thought got stimulated because of external source. So you have some bad thought. Longpo said this era, bad energy from external source is so strong, but Dhamma energy, Dhamma power is not strong enough yet. So Longpo said, we should keep practicing to create more Dhamma energy. This person asks, he has too much worry. And he said, it's his thought that make him suffer. Longpo said, if you want to practice vipassana, just notice that feeling. If vipassana cannot handle it, if vipassana cannot handle, use samatha. When you have sensual desire, think about Buddha, Dhamma of Buddha, and the monks. Like some teacher, they would chant Putto Putto in their mind. When sensual desire is too strong, even the great teacher, when they were practicing, sometimes they think of beautiful girl, they have to think about some dirty things or contemplating death. Everyone has to die. The one that we like would die. So there are many tools that we can use to handle this defilement. So use the right weapon for the right situation. He asked Longpo advice. Longpo said his mind is good. Aggregate or separate. The mind can become stable observer. He said he still have some bad habit. Longpo said, just keep practicing. When the mind is familiar with good state, the habit would gradually change. Number 7. Last time, she asked Longpo a question. Longpo said she pressed too much, control too much, so she went back and adjust her practicing. Longpo asked, do you see that it's getting better? And she said, she is not sure if it's better. So Longpo said, usually your mind would like some witness. So just notice that your mind would like some witness. At this moment, the mind is not on the base. The mind is wandering off, and there's one part of your mind that you control. Can you feel it? That's one stable, a steady part of your mind that you control. So your adjustment is not complete. She asks about her sitting meditation, so Longpo asks her to show him. Lumbar said, sitting down when the mind moves to the object or emotion, just notice that movement. She asks, how do we know that aggregates are separated? Lumbar asks her to nod. She nods. Lumbar said, you see the body nod, the face nod. And the mind observes that separation of aggregate. Lumbar asks, are you excited? She said yes, and she forget everything now. 2 years ago, Lumbar asked her to observe her mind, and she said it's not advancing as he had hoped. So she said she lived far away, so she wanted to ask Lumbar question about her progress. And Lumbar said, you are doing okay. Just keep observing your mind. Lumbar said, I see no problem with your practice. Lumbar asked, do you see the change in you? And she said, yes. And she's starting to see some change in herself. And Lumbar said, in the future, you will see even more change. This person start practicing for 2 years now, and he never study about his mind, and he said his mind never get into the right concentration. He only control and control, and Lumbar asks, why do you control? So Lumbar asks, do you know anger? So from now on, you get angry, you should observe. You get a little bit angry, you should observe that. Knowing your feeling is the way to practice. The one who is prone to get angry, is the mind is easy to see. So just keep watching the feeling, watching the mind. Do it oftenly. Number 5. She asked if her practice is right. Lumbar asks whether she studied with Ajahn Pasan. This person just come here on her own. Lumbar said the mind is still restless. Just keep breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Observe your mind. When the mind is restless, just observe. When the mind is calm, just feel that. Just keep breathing. Don't forget about your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Observe your mind. The mind being calm. The mind is restless. That's enough practice for you. Now this person asks whether she is too much controlling. Lumbar said at this moment, she is not controlling her mind. It's moved to Lumbar. Lumbar said, when you control, notice that the mind has some weight. The mind is kind of stiff. The opposite of controlling is the mind wandering off. And this person, the mind is wandering off more than controlling. So the mind is more restless. Like right now, the mind is lost in thought. The mind goes away, lost in thought. Just notice that. She asked, is it right now? Lumbar asked, you are in doubt, you have question now. So when you have some doubt, you have some question, you wanna ask, you see that one thing and doubt. If you can see that, that's right. Right now you keep thinking. Can you feel that? Just observe the mind that keep thinking. Don't try to make the right state of mind. No one can do that. Just observe when the mind is wrong, when the mind is lost in thought, when the mind is wandering off, when you control your mind too much. Just observe that. Observe the incorrect path. The right path, no one can do it. Because if you intend to make, to walk on the correct path, there's one thing, and that one thing obstruct your mindfulness. So you cannot intend to do it right. You have to observe when it's wrong. She asked whether she should observe body or mind. Longpa said, you should practice samatha now to make your meditation stronger. Just keep breathing and chanting putto putto. It's time to practice samatha. Time to go.